In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor John Fallahy, as he shares the truth for the day.
Hi, this is Pastor John, discipleship pastor at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookville, Wisconsin. We have begun a study in the book of Proverbs. We're in chapter 1. Let me read the first three verses. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, judgment, and equity. Now, we started last time and talked about the first stage of wisdom, because there's three stages of gaining wisdom, and the first stage is knowing. That's just getting the knowledge inside your head and heart. The second stage is discerning. Now that you've got the information, how do you filter it? How do you parse it? How do you break it down? How do you comprehend and apprehend it? But now we're coming to the third stage, and is to receive. That means to rightly apply God's wisdom to your life so that it becomes a pattern of your thinking and living. And look at this process. It's totally logical. Stage one, I've got to get the information. Stage two, I've got to discern and understand the information. And three, here, we've got to receive. And receive means to apply it. See, if you're a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, what are you? Disobedient and self-deceived. See, Proverbs makes the argument that wisdom is information plus application, which in the end results in sanctification. Now, this word is a different word for wisdom. All right. So if we look at this passage here in verse 3, to receive instruction and wise behavior. Okay. We're talking about wisdom here. It's a different Hebrew word. In Proverbs 1:3, it's Haskell. The word connects to action. In other words, a wise manner and conduct. Let me read you Daniel 1:17. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill. That's the idea here. In all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. So this is what we mean by being wise, skilled. Skilled in the sense that you know how to rightly apply God's wisdom. Now, wise behavior has three components, and these three link to the three stages of wisdom. So there's this interconnection here. This is amazing. So in the text, it says righteousness, judgment, and equity. Let's break these down. Now, righteousness means to know what is right and to conform to God's standard. So if you're going to be wise, you have to be righteous. You have to know what is right, conform to God's standard. And as you obey, you're reflecting that righteousness that God has put in you. Then there's judgment, which is to perceive and determine what is right. Okay, so righteousness is this standard of truth. And now judgment is the ability to perceive and determine, to make a judgment that is right. And then we come to equity. Again, it means receive, okay? It's to apply with the result of what is right and peaceable. So do you see this connection? We've got these three stages, to know, to discern, and to receive or apply. And now we've got these three other words, righteousness, which is connected to knowing truth, judgment, which requires discernment, and equity is the outcome, the application of what is right and peaceable. These are interconnected. And if you are trying to make a decision that would honor God, you can't just ask the one question. Well, what does God's word say in it? That is your starting point. Absolutely. But you need to know, what does all of God's word say on it? And then once you've gathered all the wisdom of God, then you have to discern, you have to judge. And you have to make a decision of what text applies to your situation. And then you have to apply it. And I love this beautiful picture, because I think too often we do not make a righteous judgment and equitable decision. We sometimes think, hey, what's good for me? Hey, that's all I got to consider. But step back for a minute and think about God. He is the most wise. He's the source of wisdom, and every decision he makes is righteous, it is done with the right judgment, and it's equitable. Now, here's where it gets interesting. We know right now in this world, sin is running the show. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. God's will is not always accomplished on this planet. And therefore, outcomes are not righteous. They're not equitable. However, God is working, as Joseph said to his brothers, although you meant evil, God meant good. God is working all things for good. Now, when does everything ultimately, in the end, finally become just? Well, in two places. Justice is accomplished at the cross, where sin is paid for. But justice is also accomplished at the great white throne judgment, the final judgment. So even though today we may not see righteousness, we may not see proper judgment, we may not see things being equitable, understand there is a day coming when that will be the case. So these three ideas together establish what is moral. Moral behavior will always meet these three conditions. So when you start living your life with God's word, ask the question, what is the truth? What is righteous? What is the right way to think through this text, the biblical truth, and how do I apply it in a way that is optimum, that is the most equitable, the most peaceable? This connection is made way more explicit in Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2 says, my son, if you'll receive my words, treasure my commandments within you, then you will, here it is, discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. See, this is what God is after, not just to know his word, not to think properly about his word, but to apply the word in a way that is optimal. So as you seek to know wisdom, this leads you to know our King and Lord and Savior, who is righteous, just, and equitable. Walking with God is how you acquire wisdom and prove you are applying wisdom. This, I don't want you to lose sight of this. If you want to grow wise in God's word, you've got to put it to the test. You've got to actually understand it, apply it. Genesis 5:24. I love this passage. And Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. Enoch was walking righteously with the proper judgment, and he was living and loving God in an equitable way and loving others. Genesis 6:9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. See, walking with God is simply another way of saying walking wisely. Because walking wisely demands a relationship with God and obedience to him. Good reminder, Proverbs 1:4. Let's continue with this next passage. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear an increase in learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. Now we're moving past the three stages of wisdom, to knowing, to discerning, to receiving or applying. Now we're going to focus on three individuals. Now, this list not only represents the stages of life, but progression through each stage. For example, the simple and naive. This is the first stage. We're talking about prudence and shrewdness to avoid evil and embrace the good and righteous. This is the idea of know here. And the reason Solomon, I think, is pointing out to the simple and naive is they don't know. All right. They're at a very basic level of avoiding evil and embracing good. So there is a connection back to this theme. It's very parallel, if I could say it that way. The second stage is the youth or the adolescents. Now, at this stage, they have knowledge. They have ability. It's gained through experience. And they need discretion and need a plan to do good or to avoid evil. This is the inner thoughts as well. This is where perception comes now. This is that stage of judgment and discernment. At the age of a youth or adolescent, they're starting to make decisions. They're starting to make judgment calls. And then we come to the third stage. The wise man, the man of understanding, who hears, who increases in learning, which means he takes in and owns it, and three, acquires counsel and guidance. In other words, he's applying it. To give you an analogy, it's like pulling a rope as in the steering of a ship. This means he's receiving it and he's applying it. See, a wise man is wise because you look at that individual's life and you can see their decisions and the results of those decisions. They're men of application. They're living wisely. And so these three stages connect to the three stages of wisdom, the three stages of our life. Now, you can be old and be at the simple, naive stage. And you need to look at yourself and examine yourself and ask the question, are you simple and naive when it comes to the knowledge of God's word? Or are you at the adolescent stage? You're starting to discern things, but you're not quite living it out. Or have you reached that stage where now you understand God's word, you discern it, and now you're applying it and people can see the fruit of wise living? Is there any stage of your life, let me ask you this, where you do not need to keep acquiring the wisdom of God? Do you get to a place you say, I have arrived? I hope you never say that until you are literally at the judgment seat of Christ. And then you can say you've arrived. But in this life, ladies and gentlemen, we have not arrived. And as soon as you start to get prideful and arrogant, thinking you know, just be ready. God's going to come in with a loving hand and remind you that you fall short a lot. Now, we continue to strive. We never give up, but we must grow in the knowledge of God. We must grow in wisdom. So the question is, what is the origin of your wisdom? See, this is a really important question this text is bringing out, because there is wisdom of God and there's wisdom of the world. And sometimes as believers, we get those categories confused. Yes, I've said it. It can happen. We can allow worldly thinking into the church. Now, the correct way is God. He is a source of wisdom. He gives knowledge and discretion. The incorrect way is the world. And the world will give you knowledge and discretion. And that can sometimes lead you back to wisdom and lead you back to God. But many times the world's knowledge leads you away from God, and you need to recognize those differences. Now, what are the results? What is the outcome of wisdom that's known, perceived, and received? I want to look at these sayings, understanding a variety of these expressed thoughts. There's a first pair that's put together. All right, so what we're going to see is how Solomon describes wisdom. He describes it first as a proverb, which is parallel to a parable or some witty statement. Okay, that's one way that wisdom can come in. The second way is an enigma or a paradox. We'll come back to that in a minute. And the second pair, these are longer sayings, words of the wise and riddles. Now, our time is up, so we're going to come back and we're going to take a closer look at these different ways that wisdom can come to us, short sayings as well as long sayings. But until we meet again, let's reflect briefly here. Are you growing in God's word? Are you simple and naive? Are you adolescent in your application? Or have you become wise and are you a person of understanding? I pray that you will examine yourself and continue in this journey with us so that we all can mature to the full stature of Christ, who is most wise.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program or have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.